Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got 17 minutes now before the top of the hour. Grateful that you're along for the ride with us. CBS News comes up at 6 o'clock. We're here each and every day, by the way, Monday through Friday. We talk about the business and economic development news of the metro and beyond. We call it non-toxic talk radio. We don't do politics. We don't do religion. We just talk about the good stuff that has the glue that holds our community together. Well, with us in studio, this is a return engagement. I'm so grateful that Marco came early because we kind of got in the stump with our first guest, and we wish Brian Donaldson from Microsoft all the very best. We hope that he gets well quickly and he can join us at some point down the way, because we're going to talk about security issues. And Marco stepped in and said, I can handle that. That's a good thing. With the Des Moines Register for several years, he does write about technology here in the area. And you've been busy the last couple of years, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned like several years. It feels like several years. It's only been two, though. Two
Is it
years
really?
And a couple months, yeah. Yeah, but they definitely keep me busy. And yesterday was, probably it's their signature event, technology association.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There are pinnacles to this whole thing. And you're used to writing about the day-to-day technology changes that are going on. And then all of a sudden, this trifecta comes on, and we're going, what the heck? It was like the world opened up for technology.
Well, yeah, they call it tritecta. I mean, so that's a pretty clever way of, you know how it goes. You have to brand yourself, But it's a very it's a good event. It's a well-run event. The Technology Association of Iowa, they put this on, and they had three components, which is where the tri comes from, of course, and it's a The Eye to Iowa is an investors conference in the morning. Mm-hmm. Pitch and Grow is a pitch competition in the afternoon. And then the Academy Awards and
Prometheus.
Iowa
Tech.
Who
in the heck is Prometheus?
I think it's a god or something. I don't know.
Do you know who Prometheus is?
He is the Greek god.
Yeah. Well, Leanne Jacobson explained that to me once. But
he's going, I don't know,
in one year out the other that day. But it was a good time, a well-run event. And it was, I think... It's always good to celebrate your successes. I mean, it's not everything's great. Let's we don't have to work hard anymore. For one day, they could breathe a little bit and celebrate what they've done.
Yeah, the Iowa Technology Association puts this tritecta on, and it's a full day. And those guys got to be worn out today. Yeah. But let's talk a little bit first about the Prometheus Award. This is a pretty nice thing, and some of the companies, I think, and please understand, if you're listening to this and you're going, I don't know what the heck the Prometheus Award is, I'm not sure I know what technology is, I don't know, because we're going to dive into some things here a little bit that you're probably going to go, I didn't know that, I had no idea. So let's break this down a little bit. The Prometheus Award from the Iowa Technology Association recognizes loads of different. Did you know all those companies that they were recognizing?
You know, most of them. You know, you run into it when you do this for a living. But there are some companies that more of the life sciences side of things. I mean, they go into technology, whether it's the biosciences, and I mean, John Deere received an award.
Right.
So they look Rockwell Collins. They're looking at the big companies and what they're doing with technology. And then you have your startups. That is that big buzzword across the country right now, but they are also recognized for what they're doing right now. It really is a nice cross-section of the business community as it relates to technology.
You know, we've had here, Volunteer Local was in, we talked with her about her, Williams, I believe the last
Kaylee,
name is.
Kaylee.
And when Bought went down to South by Southwest, and talking about those. So these are some names, and I know that people are sitting out there listening, what do you mean Bought? What are you talking about, Volunteer Local? But there are some of these startup type communities or businesses that are astounding. What are some of the more different ones that are out there that you cover?
Well, it's funny because, Iowa has always had a reputation for, education companies out in eastern Iowa, and then financial companies we have here. And that's where the tech scene is going toward. I mean, out in Iowa City, there's having a just kind of blowing up when it comes to education technology startups. You know, there's one that they found their niche and they're doing well. They won Pigeon Girl last year, and this year actually won the mobile app of the year for Prometheus. So within 1 year, it was they're pitching at a startup contest, and then next year they get an award. They call it Higher Learning Technologies. And what they do is they build mobile apps for nursing students who are preparing, nursing and dentistry, I think it is, and they're preparing for like their finals, the equivalent of a bar exam. But because usually that material costs like hundreds of dollars, the study material, they're able to charge $40-$50 for an application, and they're getting customers, they're drawing revenue. I mean, that's one of the companies I feel that is doing good things out there in Eastern Iowa. And it's funny because, you know, that is an education like hotbed.
Is an education, but it's also interesting that the subset that they're looking at is healthcare. You know, which is a burgeoning industry all of its own. Interesting stuff. I think this is pretty surprising, and people are not going to know that this exists, but web filings up in Ames. 400 employees.
This is, I think, the third year in a row they won the big tech company of the year. I'm waiting for Leanne to retire them or something, not let them compete.
Can't do this
or something
anymore.
Yeah, they have about 400 employees up there in Ames. They just they're ready to open soon. Like a huge. I can't remember the square footage, but it's several hundred thousand feet. Heck, they even have a basketball court. I mean, like I was saying, like when we were talking earlier, it's like a Silicon Valley company in Ames, and it's not, that's no mistake, because you know those folks are they do have a facility out in Silicon Valley also. So,
well, one of the things, and I think that people don't, okay, what is web filing? So we're going to tell you what that is. As I understand it, this is a company that has found a way to automate SEC filings for, and they have like 80% of the Fortune 500 companies that use them.
Yeah. It's like the backbone behind the companies that I mean, like you know the companies that they serve, but you don't quite know their company. Yeah. It really is, the SEC filing is something that every company has to do.
Every company in the stock exchange must do. And a publicly traded company, and they're very intricate forms and formulations. Mm-hmm. And this company has found a way to automate that system and make it easy online, and you can file online and the whole thing.
Well, the CEO Matt Rezai, I've spoke with him a handful of times, and one of the things that he acknowledges is the timing. They were just on at the right time. I mean, they're several years old now, but as technology was evolving, and you know, they kind of saw the market coming before it did, and that's why they're in big, and that's why they were in on the ground floor, so to speak.
Is there, you know, switching gears again, is there another Des Moines company that gets more ink than Dowalla?
If there is, it's not with us. I mean, but I'll tell you, it's rightfully deserved. I think Ben Milne is he just hustles. He's just a very restless, he's very tireless. He just I don't even know if he sleeps. I mean, he's and Dowalla, of course, they're a mobile payment platform. They're trying to take on credit cards, and now they're trying to do something with checks, and now they're, who knows what's next. Mm-hmm. But he was on the list last night too.
He
got a nice Investing in Iowa award because he's a champion for Iowa. And I kind of tweeted about him a little bit.
And that's the other interesting thing, I think, about this whole tech revolution. And even though, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know everything of what we're talking about, you may not have heard of Dowalla or know how to use Dowalla or not about web filings. But one of the curious things about this, Marco, is when you stop and you look, and my good friend Andy Priestley said this to me today, and it was like a shot across the bow. Think about the economic development that this whole revolution in technology has done. It's one thing to take money from one Iowa company to another Iowa company, but these are Iowa corporations that are bringing money from all over the globe back to Iowa and creating hundreds and hundreds of jobs.
That job number there, that's the important thing, I think. And I think for people who maybe don't understand the startups or technology scene, I mean, it really is, you look at every business, no matter what company you're thinking about, they were once a startup.
Sure.
You know, I mean, in
Ford Motor Company was once a startup.
at the base definition of it, it's true. These are the next big companies, I think, and it's good that we have a spotlight on them, and we're looking at them and giving them some exposure. And it really is, you know, if you don't know a lot about startups, I mean, I suggest you take a look.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of ways to figure this out, too. Yeah. Read Marco's column all the time, it seems like, every day. He's got something rolling through the Des Moines Register. We're going to take a real quick break, come back with Marco Santana from the Des Moines Register. We're going to talk about the Pitch and Grow and the Papa John Awards and some other things that are going on this week. It's just been crazy. Thanks for listening. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour. Baby, why don't we go Jamaica off the Florida Keys? Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by In the Bag Corporate Cuisine for delivered meals with Flair, inthebag-lunches.com. Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, bindery1.com. And Remax Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. That's homeconnect.com. Welcome back to the News Hour. I'm fixing a microphone this present time. We just kind of do everything in live radio. It's always a pleasure. Hey, Des Moines Startup Drinks is coming again this month. I believe it's April 21st, if I'm not correct. I think it's sometime there. Our good friend Ben McDougall wanted us to make sure that we shared that information with you. And we have just done that. We'll get him on or on the phone or something. We'll talk more about that. That's one of the other interesting things. Marco Santana is in the studio with us. All these startup things that are going on all over the place.
Well, I mean, it's you almost get tired of the word serendipity, but they really do. It really does apply because you never know who you're going to meet when you go out to one of these events and start. You know, Ben's Startup Drinks that was discontinued briefly, and he took it over because he wanted to keep going.
Well, anything Ben McDougall touches blows up. That's Ben. And he's all in. Works for Drake Holmes, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
And he's a gaming geek, so
he's one of me. Oh, you game too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Really? So are you up late at night doing the things?
Well, no. I'm...
You too?
I used to be.
How do you people have time to do this?
you make time.
I guess. I have to sleep and drink. Marco Santana with us from the Des Moines Register. So talk to us about this Pitch and Grow. That was yesterday as well.
Yeah, that was yesterday. 17 companies. 16 were listed, but Leanne said 17, so I'm going to take her at her word. But, more than a dozen companies went out there and just kind of competed for a $1,000 grand prize. And what they had is they had four different rooms with four different companies. Just you get about 10 minutes. Pitch your company, and then you have to face some judges who, it was
fire off the questions.
Yeah, and then they're not softballs. I mean, they're really getting at your business plan and getting at your business model.
So. And you only have 10 minutes to go ahead and pitch,
right?
And then you go, hopefully, you're going to get the $1,000 so you can grow a little bit more. That is pretty exciting stuff. Also, the Papa John program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we just did a story this morning on DesMoinesRegister.com. There's a plug. And, John Papa John is well known across the state as a very big advocate for entrepreneurs, but not just in voice, but in money. I mean, every year he throws some startups some money because he believes in the business plan. He believes in growing these companies. I think, more than $400,000 he's given over the past, 9 years. It's a business plan competition. If you have a startup that's 4 years old or less, I believe, go to his, to their website and submit. And then the finalists, they then face the judges, just like the Pitching Ground. So.
And then also this week, our friends over at the Des Moines Partnership said, hey, by the way, we've got this Nest Mint.
Yeah, that's exciting news. A lot of people are looking at, ways to create these new vehicles for funding for these startups and ideas. These guys are filling a gap right after an idea. Where you have an idea and sometimes you see entrepreneurs kind of struggle because they have to decide whether they keep their full-time job and hack away at it part-time or go full bore at it, and this gives them a little bit more of a runway, as the jargon speak, but a little more time to grow early on. And Tej and Mike, they're very big on the scene, you know them all. And it was good to break that news.
You know, if there's anybody more unassuming than Tej, I don't know who it is.
yeah, but he's so intelligent though.
Regular guy, you know.
And you can talk to him about anything, and you have an hour conversation.
Absolutely, Marco Santana, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much for spending the time with us. We really appreciate you rescuing us.
Well, that was fun, man. That was fun. I appreciate it.
DesMoinesRegister.com, or you can see it in the old-fashioned paper thing, which I still, by the way, get every morning.
That's good. We
and,
like that.
I look through it religiously, for crying out loud. Our friends at the Des Moines Register, say hi to Mr. Green and all the rest of the crew up there, would you? Carol Hunter and just some great, great people. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we are grateful that you came along for the ride each and every day. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. We also have our good friend Mary Sayer, who is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. And brand new Ms. Murray is with us. Yes, the lovely and multi-talented Ms. Murray.
Nice song choices.
It is nice song choices. Yeah, she does good. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks so much for being with us. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.